On a beautiful, sunny Wednesday, I'm at the Missionary Training Center in Provo, Utah. I'm here for Arrival Day at the largest language training school for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, see ya.
Work your butt off.
The Missionary Training Center is widely recognized as one of the best language instruction institutes in the world because what they do here is truly extraordinary. In a matter of weeks, these enthusiastic young students around me will be speaking foreign languages fluently enough to spread the gospel. Every year, about 36,000 students come here before they leave to spread the Mormon faith. Among the roughly 300 new arrivals is Lindsay Christensen from Wyoming.
Work hard.
We'll see you in a year and a half.
Love you.
How do you feel to be here? Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Right now, Lindsay has no idea how long she'll be here. But the school has determined it will take her 6 weeks to learn Slovenian before she begins her mission in Eastern Europe.
Woo! Awesome! She is going to love it. I will take this for you.
The mood is like the move-in day at college, only the students are dressed in dark suits and modest skirts. How do they learn foreign languages so quickly? For our cover story today, we're going to take you inside the Missionary Training Center to find out.
Come on down this hallway.
At 8 a.m. in a small downstairs classroom, 10 missionaries start their day with a Mormon hymn in Mandarin.
E.R. Sun.
Meng shen zhao wan, rong yao tian chen di fu shen zhe yong yan, wei ta zuo jian zhang. Wo men qian man, ge shi tian ji fu yin, gao sheng chen zhe ta ai qing.
Instructor Bracken Hodges is a student at Brigham Young University next door. Like all the instructors here, he's a former missionary himself.
That's great. So we're working on the grammar structure of when at that time, and we're teaching that grammar structure in the context of teaching someone about Jesus Christ and what he did when he was on the earth. Yeah.
He has the class recite phrases like, what did Jesus Christ do when he was on earth? Once everyone has the pronunciation down, Hodges turns to individual students. 19-year-old Kevin Gibbs does his best to answer. Again, says Hodges, say the whole thing again. This time, Gibbs nails it. Next, students pair off with their companions for role-playing exercises. One student plays a missionary and the other a local, a potential convert.
Ta healed the blind. Ta raised the dead.
Megan Jackson is from Wisconsin. The 26-year-old has vocabulary flashcards pinned to her skirt. She's only been studying Mandarin for 5 weeks.
Oh my goodness, I felt like a deer in the headlights on the first day, to be honest, but now it's, I can understand about like 98% of what the teachers are saying to me. I'm getting more excited as the time goes, like, I can do this, you know?
Kirsten Weiss is one of the few students in this class with experience in Mandarin. She studied it in college. She says the training here is way more intense.
The 5 weeks that I have been at the Missionary Training Center, I have seen people go from having zero experience with Mandarin or even learning any language to going where I was probably about my third year of studying at a university.
Wow.
It's very impressive.
Instructor Hodges says the secret is in the unofficial motto of the training center. Speak your language.
These missionaries are taught speak your language, and if you don't know that word, then say that word in English, and in your language study later today, make sure and learn that word so that you can turn around and apply it the next time. As a teacher, if I see a missionary maybe saying a word wrong, if you just tell the missionary that they said the word wrong and give them the new word, it's very unlikely that they're going to remember that 3 days later. But if they say a wrong word and you say, wait a second, and make them stop and go back in what they said and analyze it and realize, oh, I said this word wrong or I didn't use this right tone, then they're going to remember that word a lot more and be able to correct that error the next time that they use that word.
Just a decade ago, many universities taught languages through rote memorization and translation. The context-based approach used here is relatively new, and it's gaining traction. Betty Lou Lever is the provost at the military's Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California.
The language world is small. We know each other. So we share knowledge even formally through various mechanisms.
The Army's Intelligence Brigade, made up of linguists, is based in Utah and draws on former missionaries. The military trains soldiers in much the same way the church trains missionaries. They're not conjugating verbs. They're acting out real situations.
I'm not going to give you multiple choice questions, and I'm not going to give you fill in the blanks. What we're going to do is we're going to do something. So a task is something you might actually do in your real life.
But there's a difference between training soldiers and training missionaries. To study Mandarin at the Defense Language Institute takes 64 weeks. Missionaries leave the training center after just 9. And when I asked about the dropout rate at the missionary training center, they didn't know how to answer. Only a handful have ever decided to leave. A lot of people want to know the secret to that efficiency, not just the military. The missionary training center frequently entertains visitors from government, academia, and business. But there's something that's impossible to replicate outside of the church. The thing that has these kids smiling and bright as they spend every waking hour focused on their task. Student Benjamin Simpson put it this way.
Well, you know, I mean, everything we do is trying to learn by and with the Spirit. So that's really the only way you can really stand it here. We've all had discussions about how this place would be not very fun without the Spirit. So
just about every student I spoke with said the same thing in one way or another. And whether you share their faith or not, the results speak for themselves.